of the great spots in America. And I just thank you very much for coming. I thank those from surrounding areas, from Effingham and Atchison, all over this area. Tomorrow's going to be a great day for America. It's going to be a very interesting day, and of course, I'd like to be your vice president. I'd like to come back to Leavenworth for a big victory celebration as vice president of the United States. That's already... That's now 17 places I've promised to come. But my word is good. And if I win, I'll be back. And I thank you very much. And I would just say this. If you'll vote right tomorrow, President Ford will do right by you for the next 4 years. Thanks very much. Thank you very much. Bye. Bye. Thank you very much. Now, tomorrow morning when you get up, drink your pineapple juice. It's a lot better for you than peanut butter, I'll tell you that. For one thing, it won't stick to the roof of your mouth. I'm very pleased to be in the great state of Missouri. I just left the Truman courtroom where I sat in both chairs for luck. And it's going to be that way. President Ford's going to win a Truman victory tomorrow night, and it's going to be because of your help. I think, as many know, President Ford's a great admirer of President Truman. He said so when he was in Kansas City in August. You know, there are a number of parallels in the careers of former President Truman and President Ford. Both became president against their will. Both became president at a time of conflict. Both had very tough opponents. Both were given no chance to win. And tomorrow night, President Ford's going to complete that comparison by winning over tremendous odds, and he's going to be elected for 4 more years. Now, don't worry about me, because I figured out if Ford wins, I'm going to win. There's no way that Ford can be elected and I can lose. So if you don't find me on the ballot, sorry, just mark Ford twice. No, don't do that either. Keep thinking I'm in Chicago, but nah. I need not tell anyone here that the great state of Missouri may be the key to the election tomorrow, and we got to carry the state of Missouri, and we really need your help, and we want your help. We want you to go to work early in the morning and work all day for America by working for Jerry Ford. Thank you. I was in Columbia earlier today. Right. We didn't talk about football. I promised not to mention that if they wouldn't talk about KU. So. Thank you. But while I was there, Dick's going to be your next congressman, you know. I know everyone in Missouri on a first-name basis. I've been here so often, I'll probably be paying taxes here. But let me complete. This is really where it all began, in this area, at the Kemper Arena. I was very surprised to be on the ticket. President Ford, of course, was expected to get the nomination, but it all started in the great state of Missouri. And I think the greatest tribute we can have to President Ford tomorrow is to have the state of Missouri in his column, and it's going to be in his column, because I don't think you're going to let him down. You're not going to let him down. And I've been authorized to announce that when President Ford is elected, and when he carries the state of Missouri, he's coming back to this area for a giant victory rally, and you're all going to be invited. Now, I'm willing to hang on Bill Phelps' coattails, or Dick King's, or Joanne Collins, or Jack Danforth, or Kid Bonds. But I think perhaps when we look at the record, when you stop to reflect about the record, and let me talk just about one or two things. There are a number of outstanding young Americans in this audience, young Missourians. I hope there are some Democrats and independents in this audience, because I have a message I think will appeal to everyone. You know, one thing that we do in America, we take many things for granted. And we have a right to. We live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. And one thing we sometimes forget is the fact that we're at peace, that young men are not being drafted, no one's coming home to Independence for a memorial service, no one is coming home from a hospital wounded or otherwise physically or mentally impaired because of some war. Not many are in uniform. They're not leaving their schools or their farm or their job. And that's because we're at peace. And we're at peace because we're strong. And we're strong because we have a strong president who wants to be strong morally, yes. And strong militarily. And strong militarily for the sake of peace. And that man is President Ford. So think about that tomorrow. Think about the fact we're at peace. Think about the fact that your son, or if you're that young man, that you're not going off somewhere, you can finish your school, you can go to work without interruption. Then look at Governor Carter's program. He's... Don't worry. Hi, Jim. I'm glad you mentioned that. I was trying to be nice. I really can't crank up too loud because we had our debate down in Houston with Mondale, and standing in that draft for 75 minutes, I picked up a cold. There's just something about that liberal air that gets you down. But I say take a look at Governor Carter's record on defense. And I know he's been here, or at least I know someone made suggestions about what he might do with Richards Gebauer. Well, last year he wanted to cut $15 billion from defense. This year he says $5 to $7 billion. Senator Mondale votes against every new weapon system and for every defense budget cut. I think we ought to take a look at the record. Take a look at the record. We're going to take another look at Richards Gebauer, too, while we're doing that. Now, Governor Carter said, Governor Carter says so many things, but I'll just tell you a couple of things. Yeah. And the peanut is the easiest nut to crack. Don't forget that. And we found a place for Governor Carter. It's a place called Plains, Georgia. There's been a lot of development there, and we think he can handle it. Nothing too big, but we think he can handle it. But he's talked about tax reform. He said in an Associated Press interview, that's the one without the pictures, the Associated Press interview. That's what he said. He said, I don't think most Americans want their taxes lowered. Anybody here doesn't want their taxes lowered? We have a doctor up here. Be glad to look you over. Anybody? That's what Governor Carter said. Americans don't want their taxes lowered. I'll tell you what President Ford said and what President Ford will do. He said Americans ought to have a tax cut, and he's going to send a tax cut to Congress in January of next year. That's what President Ford said. Pardon? Right. Right. I might tell you that Senator Mondale is known as Mr. Bussing in the Senate. And my record is just the opposite. Thank you. All right, I'm about the best straight man you've had, but I... Good, well, I've got to finish up here because the election's going to come. I want to say this in closing. I'm very proud to be on the ticket with President Ford. I think he's a great American. He's provided great leadership. He's an honest, decent man. He's open, candid, competent. And I just believe that when all the votes are cast tomorrow, and let me again emphasize the importance of the great state of Missouri, we've got to carry Missouri, and I would hate to lose this election by two electoral votes and have Missouri go the other way. It's not going to go that way, but we need your help. And take a look at President Ford. I've known him for 16 years. He's an outstanding man, and he's just as open, just as warm, just as accessible now as he was 16 years ago. And that says a lot about anybody, because he occupies the most powerful office in the world. And so tomorrow, when you're voting for Bill Phelps and Kit Bond and Dick King, Joanne Collins and Jack Danforth, and you have Tom too and Ike Skelton. No, Dyke's a death. No, no. No. Yeah. I didn't think he was very popular, right. Just thought we'd give it a try, but there's nobody here for him, so we'll move on to someone else. But when you're out working for that Bond Phelps team, keep one thing in mind. Keep one thing in mind. You're going to make a decision tomorrow that will dictate the course we follow for the next 4 years. And if you want a very, very liberal ticket, you've got it in Carter and Mondale. But if you want a moderate to conservative ticket, you've got it in Jerry Ford and Bob Dole. And I think you can make the right choice.